proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, no king but Jesus versus no Jesus but kings. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier, once again, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. But you know what? Our government's schizophrenic, and we're going to do a one-topic show today. Sometimes I like one-topic shows. But I'll probably go off on a rabbit trail knowing me, and it actually won't be a one topic show. So stay tuned for that. Also go on over to churchandstate.media and download all of our fantastic, delightful shows. I get excited to be here with you, ladies and gentlemen, with Chris. Chris, you should see the smile that appears on Chris's face when I walk in the door. Like, he's giddy. Like, you know how a puppy, like, gets really excited when you come in the door and they like spin around in circles and they piddle on the floor. Chris does the exact same thing every single time I walk in the door. Am I lying? Yeah, I'm lying. It's all right. I got to engage him a little bit. Anyway, also take advantage of all of our fine affiliates, and we've got some great affiliates. Who do I feel like talking about today? The pillows. Let's talk about the pillows, because I had a nightmare yesterday. I was awake for it. And I'll go into that in a minute here, but it was terrible, terrible. And you know, the only thing that makes me feel better at night is that my pillow and the sheets. They're so comfortable. I just love them. I use these things all the time. I only really push products that I like. You've probably noticed that on the show. I like Gold. I like Beef. I like doctors that will actually give me ivermectin in case I need it. But I like these sheets. I like the towels. I like the pillow. I use it so I can speak to it. I'm an authority, as it were. So go on over there, grab some of this fine American-made material and use that promo code Church and State, and we'll get some of that back. It's a win-win for everybody involved. All right. Also, donate to us, because we are desperately seeking to remain on the American Christian Network. And if you want to continue to hear my melodic voice, would that be? Yeah. Okay. I'm getting Chris's approval. So yes, I have that sound quality that doesn't lull you to sleep. No, it drives you to action. That's right. Okay. So donate to us. And if you want to get hold of us, Church and State, 1776 at proton.me. All right. The other day I was sitting down with my family, and my boys were being really rambunctious playing hockey. So I sent them to the basement. That's one of the best things. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are starting a family and looking at houses to buy, I know that's an expensive endeavor these days. I'm telling you, get one with a basement so you can send your kids to the basement and they can play down there. It's a wonderful experience. It's quiet. I love that. Anyway, send the boys to the basement. And my wife has the remote, which is wrong right off the bat. Like, women should just know, shouldn't you? I mean, let's speak to the fairer sex. Like, when we go and we sit down on the couch, women, just hand the remote to your husband. I'm going to get in trouble. Just hand the remote to the husband. We are the lords of the television. But no, my wife had the remote, and she turned on this terrible show that apparently her and my daughter are really into. It's called The Masked Singer. Have you seen this, Chris? Have you seen this thing? It is the... Yeah, what's television? It is the most shallow, vapid show I've ever seen in my life. They got these subpar actors and singers, and they dress people up in costumes, and then they sing a song, and they try to figure out who it is. And the audience, in particular, was what really annoyed me. Because I guarantee these audience members are told to act like clowns. Because they're like... When the person's revealed or something, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it was him. Like, this is what we're watching? This is entertainment for us? And it got me thinking, is your goal in life to be the king of the water cooler? Is that your whole vision for what you want? When you die and they're performing the eulogy for you. And their comment is, he was the king of the water cooler or queen of the water cooler. He knew everything that was going on within within Hollywood, with this entertainer, with this sports team. Is that your drive in life? To be that person? To know everything about the Masked Singer? To be able to figure out who this Masked Singer is before they reveal him? I don't want to live in a world like that. I don't even have time for people like that in my life. If somebody came up to me and asked me if I watched The Masked Singer last night, number one, I would lie because I didn't want to actually say that I did. But number two, I'd probably slap them because I don't care. And why should you? There are so many things going on in the world right now that you should be informed about. So many things that you should have knowledge, that you should be spending your time reading or maybe even watching a documentary like my friend Clay Clark likes to do. How about that? How about the pursuit of knowledge and of truth instead of filling your life with meaningless shows that nobody's going to care about? Anybody cares in 50 years who the winner of the season 3 of The Masked Singer was? Maybe we will. Maybe we are growing up and living in idiocracy, where that'll be the most meaningful thing that we had. Maybe we should give the winner of season 3 of The Masked Singer, maybe we should make him president for life. Like Hector, what was his name? In Idiocracy? You're not helping me. Never mind. Anyway, that's my rant. So, didn't you ever see Idiocracy? Yeah, I can't remember the president's name in it. But they were all morons. Just turn off your television. Grab a good nonfiction book. Whatever you're passionate about. It doesn't have to be what I'm passionate about. But better yourself. Ooh, here's an idea. Read the Bible. That's a good idea. All right. Speaking of the Bible, and we just celebrated our most holy of days. That's right. I'm talking about Resurrection Day. Oh, and by the way, while I'm on the subject, I don't call it Easter. Okay, I don't care if you call it Easter. I know that it's from Ishtar. I know the pagan symbolism that's been woven into our most precious of holidays. But don't be legalistic. And I shared a meme recently on Resurrection Day, and it was Travis Kelce yelling at the coach of the Chiefs. And I wrote, "There's nothing trans about Easter." And I had somebody jump on there and, of course, blast me for calling it Easter. Look, there's so many more greater issues than that. Okay? So if you call it Resurrection Day, you call it Easter, we both mean the same thing. Okay? We're celebrating the resurrection of our Savior who was murdered and 3 days later came back to life. And through his sacrifice, we're all forgiven. We all now can access the Holy Spirit. We can all now access heaven because of his sacrifice. We're no longer living under the law. Incredible gift. Incredible. But why do I want to talk about it? I want to talk about it because of Joe Biden. Do we have to? Yeah, we got to talk about Joe Biden. Now, all of you should probably be familiar. I'm doing a little bit of a late show on this one. But all of you should probably be aware of the proclamation that was made on our most holy of days. I am talking about the proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility. Visibility. You know, these people are so out in the open and really want to rub your nose in their sinful and abhorrent lifestyle. You can't miss them. What do you mean we need a day for their visibility? You can't miss these freak shows. That's kind of unkind, isn't it? Well, they are, though. Let's just call a spade a spade. Some 6'4", 220-pound dude in a dress with a beard on, wearing lipstick. You ain't fooling anybody. You're a dude. You're a confused individual, but you're a man. And nobody is walking by you going, couldn't tell. Without a man or a woman. I don't know. Well, whatever. It's a brave new world. So just listen to this proclamation, because everybody's been concentrating on the actual proclamation. But this Transgender Day of Visibility, Joe Biden is going to honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives. Would you rather be fair or free? That's really the question that comes to mind as I read through that statement. Because under the any type of socialism, you're gonna have fair, you're gonna all be equal, equally poor. The government is going to step on your heads equally. Or would you rather be free, free to be able to fail and succeed according to your merits, what you contribute, how hard you work? I don't see anything extraordinarily courageous about the transgender community. I don't know of any contributions that the transgender community has given to America or the world for that matter. Can you think of one? I'll wait. No, I'm on a talk show. I can't wait. But honestly, like, ask yourself that. What contribution can you point to that one transgender individual has done for America, for our society? Oh, I got one. They've broken a lot of real women's jaws and bones and bodies by playing sports with them. I guess that's a contribution, right? We can all applaud. We can all applaud with great joy. Why? Because we've allowed men to invade women's sports and have an unfair advantage against them, and to see our daughters and our sisters as they're ran over, quite literally, by these men. Continuing on with Joe Biden's proclamation, I am proud that my administration has stood for justice from the start, working to ensure that the LGBTQI plus community can live openly in safety with dignity and respect. I am proud to have appointed transgender leaders to my administration. Oh, you mean like that bald one? That bald one that, what did he do? Oh, he stole luggage twice from the airport? That guy? I'd be proud of him as well. And have ended the ban on transgender Americans serving openly in our military. As a veteran, I'm just going to go ahead and address this one real quick. Because there's nothing that makes this Marine angrier than thinking about my poor brothers and sisters, for that matter. Serving in the military was some person that is confused about their sex. Some individual who is a man who thinks it's my time of the month. That's not how you win a war. It's not how you win anything. And our enemies are laughing. They are overjoyed over the fact that America is now having transgenders openly serving in the military. Yeah, there's a great way to get attacked. I am proud to have signed historic executive orders. That's not constitutional. Executive orders that strengthen civil rights to protections in housing, employment, healthcare, education, and justice system, and more. I am proud to have signed the Respect for Marriage Act into law, ensuring that every American can marry the person they love. Well, you don't get to make that decision. Because you know who established marriage? Yeah, it was God. Yeah, God established that. It's written in the Holy Word. Yeah, between one man and one woman, and no other genders, no confusion about your sex is ever going to change that. Transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation. Are they? The fabric of our nation? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that that's not at all the case. Whether serving in their communities or in the military, raising families, or running businesses that help America thrive, they deserve and are entitled to the same rights and freedoms as every other American, including the most fundamental freedom to be their true selves. But extremists are proposing hundreds of hateful laws that target and terrify transgender kids and their families, silencing teachers, banning books, and even threatening parents, doctors, and nurses with prison for helping parents get care for their children. Just imagine, if you will, Let's just transport ourselves back to the Nazi era of Germany. And imagine this being said about the angel of death, the doctor, Mengele, who liked to experiment on Jews and gypsies and homosexuals for that matter. And imagine Hitler reading a proclamation such as this, that there are extremists in Nazi Germany who we haven't sent to the gas chambers yet, who are trying to pass laws that would ensure that we couldn't experiment on these lesser human beings, because that's what the Nazis believed. That is why we as conservative Christians are so angry. And that is why in so many states that we actually still exercise a lot of control in, why we have pushed to pass laws to stop you from mutilating and butchering our children. And you can't get that through your thick head. We are seeing a time in America where evil has been proclaimed to be good and good has proclaimed to be evil. And so, yes, to this administration, to these loony leftists actually passing laws to ensure you can't cut off body parts of children is an evil that has to be addressed from the president himself. This is absolutely sickening and should motivate you, the audience, to take action. To take action everywhere you're planted. Start showing up to those school boards that he's talking about. Start showing up and ensuring that they can't read these perverse books that confuse children and plant that idea in their tiny little minds. Actually, they don't have tiny little minds. They got great minds. But plant that seed in their minds during their formative years that I might be the wrong gender, that I want to be unique, and the best thing I can do to be unique is to join with everybody else, all these other confused kids, and decide that I'm one of a multitude of genders, and maybe I should be on puberty blockers. And maybe we should schedule that operation, Mom. And oh, hey, Mom, if you don't approve of my lifestyle, well, I'm just going to run away from home. And the state can take care of me. And the state can pay for this operation. And I'll come crawling back once I've matured a little bit. Once I'm damaged physically beyond repair. And I'll reestablish that relationship with my parents, and we can mourn together what this disgusting big brother state has done to my body. You want to live like that, parents? Do you want that for your kids? Because that's what's happening. And transgender youth after transgender youth, once they've realized who they actually are as a human being, almost every single one of them regrets it. What are you highlighting for me? Oh, the suicides. Yeah, the suicides. The suicide rates within the transgender community, astronomical. And Joe Biden even acknowledges that in his silly proclamation. He's even established a new phone number for him, 988. Remember that one? I'm sure that's a phone number that's going to be used a lot. 988, where you can talk to a counselor about what you're going through. A counselor that I'm sure is going to affirm your transgender persona. It's absolutely disgusting. I don't, I've actually spent a lot of time on this. Let me just move through to the actual proclamation. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by Congress and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work towards eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. There you go. On Resurrection Day. Now, of course, the political pundits, the talking heads, they're all quick because this was met with a lot of opposition, but they're quick to point out that this has been on the books since 2008, and it just so happened that it fell on Easter Sunday. I call foul. Because if you were, let's just say church and state was going to do something. Chris, we're having a barbecue. You in? Yeah, he likes barbecue. How do you like barbecue? You don't like meat. Potato salad. Okay. So we're having lots of potato salad, lots of great potato salad. But then we find out that General Flynn is coming to Spokane like he is, right? And it's on the same day. What do you think we'd do? You think we might reschedule that? Probably you can bring the potato salad with you. But I think we might reschedule that, right? So if I'm Joe Biden, I'm looking at it and going, hey, guys, we got a problem. The trans day of visibility is going to fall on Resurrection Day. Maybe we should move it. That might be a good idea, right? And by the way, it wasn't just that it fell on this. Okay, this is a direct attack on your Christian faith. I need you to understand that. A direct attack against you, Christian. And if you doubt me on this, there's another story that I had to bring up. And this is that Joe Biden also banned, he banned Easter eggs with religious symbols on it. Okay? He's facing backlash over this. So if this wasn't a direct attack on Christianity, why would he ban these Easter eggs from the children's art contest? So if I want to put a little cross, if little Jimmy wants to put a little cross on his Easter egg, that's not allowed in today's White House. Nope, can't have that. So here's the thing. I know Resurrection Day is about the amazing sacrifice of Christ and how he defeated death. But I personally believe that every pastor should have addressed this from the pulpit. Pastor Gabe loves to talk about my boss, Charlie Kirk, and how he brought up that the Sunday after Roe v. Wade was overturned at the federal level and kicked back to the states, if your pastor wasn't talking about that next Sunday, then you're in the wrong church. The same principle applies here. If we have a direct attack against our Christian faith from the leader of the free world, then we should be addressing that from the pulpit. And we should acknowledge that this day is about Christ's resurrection, not about a made-up people group. So if you have not heard a word from your pastor about this subject, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say something offensive because that's what I do as a talk show host. You're in the wrong church. You're in the wrong church. We are in a position, ladies and gentlemen, where we have to start standing up because we're losing every single battle when we're just silent and submissive. Did you all know that there are currently 158 days in every year where we celebrate the LGBTQ community? That is 43% of the year that we celebrate this group, this minuscule minor group. There's 3 months out of the year that are designated entirely to this community. You're all familiar with June and Pride Month. Okay, where we get invaded by a rainbow. Like we're throwing up rainbows everywhere we go. It's like I eat Skittles nonstop for 30 days. Hey, but did you know about October? October, which is LGBTQ History Month. History? Of what? I could teach LGBTQ history in one sentence. You ready? It's an abomination. Done. That simple. Okay? November. November is now the Trans Awareness Month. No, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving anymore. That's not important to us at all. Nope. What we celebrate is the Trans Awareness Month. I'm very aware of trans. When I see a guy in a dress, that's a tran. That's a tranny. Don't want to go near him. That's a confused individual. Maybe I should go near to him. Maybe I should preach the gospel to him. Maybe that'd be the most beneficial thing that he could hear instead of this Trans Awareness Month. 158 days. That's nuts. That's absolutely crazy to me. And then last but not least, I think, am I in order still? I think I'm in order. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Okay. Last but not least, I want to briefly talk about this pastor who I saw on this Newsweek article, which, Chris, go all the way to the bottom of the article real quick for me, because I just got to point this out. Because this Newsweek article has a meter right there, where it's called a fairness meter. I love this. Okay, so they actually ask their audience to rate the story to see whether it is fair or not. And it's unfair left or unfair right, or it's mostly fair, moderately fair. This thing, oh, it moved back a little bit. But when I first looked at the story, it was redlined at unfair left-leaning. So your own audience acknowledges the fact that you are an unfair publication, that you are promoting absolute garbage here. All right, so why do I even bring up this pastor? Because there's a pastor that they chose to interview, a very leftist pastor, but he's warned that Donald Trump is taking over the American church. And he says that it's a false white gospel. Pretty sure Jesus wasn't white. Pretty sure the savior of all of us was not a white man. Yeah, pretty sure. Anyway, he says he's very, very worried about Christian nationalism. He says that this is idolatrous. It's false worship. He said Trump is a sacrilege. He's a blasphemer. What about the other guy? This is a pastor who worked specifically with Barack Obama's administration. So you have issues with Trump. Okay, and I can understand if there's a Christian who has an issue with Trump. Okay, I can understand it. But let's just talk about the other side. We've already talked about this trans day. You just had Resurrection Day attacked by Joe Biden. But you're okay with that, Pastor? Yeah, I'm okay with that. That's all right. Barack Obama, who promoted a homosexual lifestyle, who more than likely gave his oath of office on the Quran. Or in fact, he did, didn't he? Who might be married to a dude. We don't know. You're okay with all of that? You're okay with abortion? You're okay with coveting and stealing, but you got an issue with Donald Trump. Okay. All right. I'm with you there, I guess. All right, but this is what we're getting from these pastors. This is a pastor who said, are Christians really going to align themselves with a party who's promoting plans to actually ensure that black and brown people can't vote? Talk about hyperbole. Do we really want to actually embrace a pastor that says something like this? Is this a guy that's on our side? Or has the line in the sand been drawn? And now it's time to identify yourself as a true follower of Christ or a goat. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to BH. doctorfear-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry, your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code CHURCHANDSTATE.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTATE. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14, 2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.